you know, obviously this hip surgery came up. How long of a process was that bothering you? I mean, was it a long-term thing? Was it something that just cropped up, or?
Since 2004.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while, but I mean, I consider myself a little tougher than most people, so I fought through it for a while, but after a while, it just gets to the point where it's ridiculous to do that stuff to your body, you know, so you got to evaluate, and actually, there was a tear, and it was torn, so there's nothing I can really do about it, so, but get it fixed.
How limiting was that for you last year specifically? I mean, because
very. Honestly, it probably never was more than 80% during any game during the whole year, but, you know, it's no excuse for certain situations I had myself in, certain plays I need to make. I don't, because if I'm out there, my thing is to make plays. So, but at the same time, I realized how much it limited me after I went back and looked at it, and I said I can't do that to myself again because it's putting way too much strain on my body, and to try to make the routine plays that I was used to making, you know, it made things a lot harder. So you just got to be a lot smarter. Like I said, being out here watching is actually a smart thing, you know. And so. You know, get a lot of guys, get to watch them, evaluate them, and try to help them through. And it's not like I haven't done it before. So, you know, I'm definitely not mad. I wish I could be healthy and watching, but that's usually not the case.
When you went through that last year, obviously, you know, things that you used to be able to do because of it, you kind of couldn't do. I mean, you could have just gotten the surgery last year. You can't, I mean, obviously, it was bothering you that much. I mean, why did you push through it? Just felt you had to, kind of?
I was trying to win football games, man. You know, the thing is, I was already out there, and my thing is to not try to, you know, make excuses for anything, you know, as far as myself individually or for our team. You know, at the end of the stretch, we didn't play well. You know, bottom line, regardless whether it was me or other guys on this team, as a unit, as a team, as an organization, we didn't get it done the way we need to get it done. And so my thing is you definitely ain't going to try to bail when things get tough. And so it was tough on me the whole time, but at the same time, it's not for me to let you guys know that. My thing is to go out there and try to help us win games. And, you know, it's one of those things that just came up. You know, at the end of the year, it's just like after you really evaluate, you say, you know what, you got to be smarter this time. So I don't think in any way just like – made our chances drastic of winning games by no means, but at the same time it would have been a lot better on me physically, and which I think is in turn helps our football team.
But was there things that you just normally do easily that last year you were just going, man, I just cannot?
You know, the thing is, I still could do the same thing. It was just a lot more strain on my body doing it, and those things are not good, you know, playing simple, because you can start focusing on the wrong thing.
How you feeling now?
I feel good. I mean, I've been better, but I feel good. I mean, I actually, the last week or so has been a lot better, you know, movement-wise, my hip, things like that have been, you know, getting to go to the chiropractor again to keep my alignment, and just slowly, you know, I'm riding bikes and ellipticals and things like that, just trying to get that movement back, and still clicking a little bit every now and then. But like I say, this time of year is it's good for me to actually rest too. So I mean, I'm not resting, but I'm resting. I'm not physically taking that pounding that I would be taking right now.
So what's realistic, Rod, in terms of what you can do this season, assuming you get healthy?
The only way I'm going to go on the football field is if I'm healthy. And if I go on the football field and I'm healthy, I expect to do the same things I did in 2005. Not 2006, but what I did in 2005 was good enough to get us to the AFC Championship game and got myself in the Pro Bowl, so I expect to get to that level again, you know. But at the same time, I got to be smart about what I do for myself, you know, because I put myself through a lot of strain individually to try to do what's best for our team. And at the same time, it might hurt me, you know, and I can't hurt me anymore, you know, because we have guys that are capable of getting it done. So I don't have to go out there and feel like the pressure of trying to carry the football team.
So you don't feel Father Time's caught up to you yet?
And look at the numbers. I think the numbers are fine. I mean, overall, I mean, I looked at even the third, just looking at my numbers last year, they're definitely not typical of me, but at the same time, those numbers are better than a lot of other guys' numbers. And I don't compare myself to them. I compare myself to me, so it wasn't good enough. But plus, we didn't win more games. So that's the determining factor for me is us winning football games. And that, we fell off the wagon somehow, you know, about halfway through the season, you know. So that's the part you got to try to correct, is that part. So, like I say, I'll be a lot smarter, like I say, about, you know, my decision to go back on the football field, because I want to make sure I'm out there making our football team better, definitely not worse.
The doctor's telling you, though, I mean, obviously, he's saying that.
What's the age got to do with anything?
I'm just saying, at your age.
Y'all always talk about age. I don't want to talk about my age. My age has nothing to do with it. If I can't go out there and perform, they wouldn't have me in the building. Plain and simple. That's just the way it is. And it's, I mean, people make a big deal out of it. Yeah, it takes a toll on what you do. Are you getting older too? Are you able to still do your job? Yes, because you sit around and talk all day.
Barely.
You're hampered. We're going to have to cut your pay because your writing skills have fell off. You're getting older. So, no, but honestly, I mean, the thing is this game is a lot more physical, so to speak, and at the same time, it's mental. And to me, a lot more of it is mental. Me being in this business for 13 years now, going into 14, mentally, I'm way ahead of all those guys. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in there except for Elam. You know, he's older than that. But at the same time, it's about being able to be productive. It has nothing to do with, you know, your age. If you can be productive, that's what coaches want. And if I can't be productive, trust me, they don't have to fire me. I'm a leaf on my own, but I honestly feel I can be productive, and that's the only reason I would go back out there.
Are the doctors surprised that you were able to function like you did? Because you said it was a tear.
Yeah, he actually didn't even know I played. He said, there's no way you played. After they went inside and looked, you know, it was more than just a tear. It was cartilage damage. There was bone on bone in parts of it. There was bone spurs. It was just, you know, chips, fragments, and all that. He said, there's no way you played. I said, I played every game. He said, well, I don't see how. And I was just like, you know what? I feel I'm tougher than most people. I don't. The pain to me is secondary. If I can get through it for 3 hours on Sundays, I'm going to give these guys all 3 hours, everything I got. You know, and I did that. And at the same time, I beat myself up in the process. But that's a part of this business. That's a part of this whole culture that we have in professional football is you go out there and give it up for your team. So that's what I was trying to do.
What doctor told you?
Oh, Dr. Philippon is the doctor in Vail who actually did the surgery. He didn't. He couldn't believe I actually played the whole season.
So how much better does he think you're going to feel? I mean, you know how you feel but I mean...
It don't matter what he thinks. It's not about what I think. Right. Oh, he just said, yeah, it'll be so much better. Just from the simple fact of just getting everything lined back up, you know, and getting, you know, just getting that fluid motion back in my hip. I mean, I was very limited in range of motion, everything. Explosion was gone, you know, which you need in my business, especially as you get older, supposedly slower, but to me it's about quickness and explosion. If you can get away from a guy and separate, it doesn't matter how old you are, and I was able to do that for a long time. And last year I was limited going certain directions. If I was going the other direction, I was fine. But you know, so and that type of thing is not the way I play football. I mean, and it's hard enough being out there going against some of the best athletes in the world. You know, you have to be on top of your game, and physically, you know, mentally I was on top of my game, but physically it was hard to do some of the same things.
Is 100% by training camp realistic?
I'm not worried about it.
Have they told you?
I'm just going day by day. Honestly, I'm just going day by day. Honestly, I can go in there and do drills today, and I can come back tomorrow and feel better. I can be stronger in that area than I work today. And that's all I really can focus on. And just, it's not to the point where I can't even jog right now. But you know what? Next week I might be. You never know. So I don't, the body is weird, man. Everybody's body is different, so they can't put a schedule together and say, hey, you'll be ready by this day. I wish you would know that, but that's not the case. So some people heal faster than others. I think I'm a pretty fast healer. So when I had my evaluation with the doc, he said, oh, you're ahead of schedule. I mean, he checked it. He did Priest Holmes' surgery as well when he hurt his hip. So he said, you know, you're ahead of schedule. But at the same time, well, whose schedule? You don't really know.
So what's the next big benchmark for you? Is it running? Or you say you've done elliptical and all
that. Going back in here and ride this bike for 30 minutes and get away from you. My next big
baseball.
No,
see when you
I like
personally. See when you
right.
See when you
retire. I like messing.
See when you retire, you're still gonna meet with us. Just
no,
for the hell of it.
I'm
you missed it too
guys
much.
Go to my house once a month and say, hey, let's have an interview about anything.
Let me ask you about Al. You lose the leader. DJ looks like, you know, he's gonna be the guy that fills the shoulders. What your leader on offense? What goes into a leadership role? I mean, is it how tough is it gonna be for DJ to jump into that role?
You don't get the leadership role just by being in a position. You gotta earn it. You gotta earn by what you do. That's the way I did it. That's the way Al did it. That's the way John Lynch, you know, all the guys on this football team. You know, Jay Cutler is ultimately he's gonna be a leader of this football team than being a quarterback, but it's gonna be based on his play, not just because he's in that position. That's just the way it is. And in any leadership role, you earn that leadership by your peers. And you know, if DJ steps up and does what he does and plays the way he plays, for him to become that leader is real quick. But it's determined by the guys. You know, it's not determined by who's in this position. See, you don't get leadership role by position. It's based by the base of the people who are willing to follow you. You know, and we were willing to follow Al anywhere. And eventually DJ earned that same respect from a lot of guys. And it'll be, you know, it's a transition period for him too. Because, you know, when you're in that spot, it is the premier spot on the defense. But at the same time, you don't just get that just by being there. You know, I think he's up for the challenge, and he's working his butt off all offseason to prove a lot of people wrong who are doubting him, his ability to be able to not only play well, but to be able to lead. And I think he'll do great.
Right, we haven't talked to you since the offseason. Mike talked about
it. I don't want
to
talk about him.
No,
hell,
but,
I'm not upset.
Mike said he was a little embarrassed by the way the offense had performed, and he went out
I was too. I agree with him 100%.
But he went out there and got a lot of pieces for this offense. I mean, you said you're not motivated by anything else, but looking at what he's brought in here, you must be motivated to come join these guys and at full strength, and because it seems like you guys have a lot of potential offensively with all the additions that
You know, this business is full of turnover. Every year there's a lot of turnover. And just this year we had a couple of critical spots, with our starting middle linebacker and our quarterback, from previous years. So those two spots, which were guys who earned their reputation, and then those guys are gone, and it's no one can just come in and fill their shoes. You got to have your own shoes and fill up those, you know what I'm saying, and create your own way, so to speak. And the thing is, it is exciting because there's the team that gels the fastest is the one that usually wins, in the NFL, because it's such a true team game. And I think some of the addition of some of these guys, they're loving it right now because they say, you guys do a lot of things a lot different than what I did when I was at so-and-so place. I said, that's why we won more games than you did at so-and-so place, because we do things different. And we have a standard, and it's going to stay here no matter whether I'm here or not. The standard is going to be there, and those guys have to live up to that. And I think a lot of them are up for the challenge. And the hard thing for me, if anything is hard, is not being able to show them how to live up to that challenge. But at the same time, I can be in their ear helping them through why this and this and that's in place the way it is, because, I've been through it. I've been here when things were horrible, and I've been here when things were great. So I got the whole spectrum. But at the same time, I'm just feeding it in their head of what made us great. And this is this little thing right here that you probably think is insignificant is very significant, for us to win games. And I think a lot of those guys are open to that, and they're doing a good job of coming out here and working their butt off.
Rod, you mentioned 100%. That's where you want to be before you get back on the field. After all you did to get to this level and all you accomplished in the NFL, you can't accept going out this way. I would think you'd want to play a season that you want to go out on your terms, not because of an injury.
I mean, if that's the case, then that's the case. Honestly, you got to be realistic. You got to be smart. I mean, I love him to death. Terrell Davis didn't want to leave on those terms. He went out, he was injured, but that's a part of the game. John Mobley, love him to death, same thing, but this business, that's one of the aspects that you don't know when it's going to occur. You just ride it out as long as you can. You play this game until they kick you out of the door and they change the code on the gate. You tell them you can kick, you can hold, you can do whatever. Just because once it's over, and that's the thing. And if physically you can't get it done, you have to be respectful for the position. You got to be respectful for the institution of the NFL and say, it's time for me to go do something else. My body's telling me it's time for me to do something else. I can't even get myself up physically to that point where I can go out there and compete at the level I know I need to, because if not, I'm going to get my butt kicked. And that's the part is when you're going out bad. So, and that part is going to be hard, is trying to gauge that and determine that. But at the same time, the attempt is the fun part. Going out there and trying to prove, other people is really not my proof. My proof is for me. Can I go out there and get back to that level? And if I am at the level, I'm going to go out there and fight like a dog to prove that I'm still, to me, considered one of the better guys that play this game at that position.
Is there any scenario that you could see that you don't play this game?
No, I don't talk like that. I don't even think like that.
No. I mean, the way you feel and the progress you've made.
No, I'm just going day by day, like I said, and honestly trying to get myself in shape. Physically, to get in shape. Mentally, I'll be fine. Physically, being in shape is the key. And I think once you're there and you're to that point where you can go out there and do those things, and that just builds confidence, and you just go back out there and you get back in that zone and just keep playing.
Is this the hardest rehab you've ever had to do?
I actually like it because I ain't got to go over there and deal with tooting every day.
But you don't have 100% attendance anymore.
How you figure?
You can't say that anymore.
I do have 100% attendance. I'm here every day.
Okay.
So why do I not have 100% attendance?
Is it an asterisk in the strength and conditioning program?
I am in strength and I'm conditioning.
Okay.
I lift and I run every day. And I'm Aquaman. I swim every freaking day. I'm like Aquaman. Trust me. It all counts. If I'm over here, if I walk through those gates, it counts. And I've still been over here more than anybody else consecutively, so they're not going to take that away from me.
So you haven't even let it cross your mind, the fact that there's that chance that...
I don't think like that. Because when I think like that, I'm leaving anyway. You'll know because you won't see me.
We'll find you.
Yeah. No, you won't.
How long have you been off crutches?
About a week and a half.
pretty nice to be able to stand here and talk to us for 20 minutes without our crutches.
No, you're killing my leg right now. No, it's fine. You know, and the thing is, it's a process. You know, so it's just amazing how beat up my hip was. It's funny now because you know, as an athlete, you just really think you're kind of invincible, so to speak, and you get little nagging injuries all the time, little dings here and there. But then when somebody actually tells you exactly kind of comparing it to something, and you're like, it was that bad.
Is it like a baseball with like the cover off almost?
Yeah.
kind of like that. Frayed, yeah. And, you know, the, yeah, cover tearing
that
off.
That baseball you play with when you were like six, and then you try to take it to the major leagues and, hey, you play with this? And you're like, no. That's kind of what it feels like.
What was the date of the surgery? Remember?
February the 23rd, 4th, or something like that.